Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Friday continues. The Bills hurting after a physical, brutal loss to Houston last night in Houston, 23-19. Under 43, somehow. We turn our attention to the Week 12 slate. Sam Panayotovich joining us now. Soon to be heading off on a Thanksgiving break, but there's yard work to do first, Sam. I know you're aware. That's tomorrow.
I will be out there with the brand new blower. It's a blower mulcher hybrid with a little leaf bag. Look, I'm not as old as you guys, so I don't know the luxuries of having my own triple leaf blower mulcher bag thingy. I was as excited as I've been to come home for anything in my life.
I don't want to ruin this for you, but the very first leaf blower I had that attachment. I mean, I don't know how big your yard is. Dude, it's a frustrating task. Let me just put it to try to suck the leaves up and mulch them using that machine. You're better off getting on your hands and knees and chewing the leaves. I swear to God. It is a very arduous process.
Sam.
So I don't know. Like that part of it, I left for dead long ago.
Ooh. Okay. So I was on the 18th hole to begin with. Hold on. Let me know if you can hear this. I just cracked one open here on the 18th hole. This is the end of my day. Usually we do a little bit earlier. This is the last thing I have to do today. So what year was that, though, that you had to chew the leaves up?
Oh, my God. Early 2000s.
Okay, so it's been 20 years. Yeah. I feel like technology is a little bit better.
Maybe, but I don't know. You can let me know on the weekend. I might be wrong. But
yeah, you'd think there'd be advances in leaf blowing since then. You'd like to think that. There are in most things.
It's pretty straightforward technology. You're blowing and you're sucking.
Well, listen, on that note, the Bills lose in Houston. Sam, you're a famed Bills backer this year. This is your Super Bowl team. How worried are you? Like, it's not over or anything, but there are bad signs.
It's not over, but every time I watch a Bills game, I subscribe to the underdog fantasy notifications to my phone, Underdog NFL, and anybody who does fantasy or gambles should be a part of that. Every time I watch a Bills game, I get notifications about three players getting hurt. Am I making that up or what? Because last night I saw, I'm pulling up the list, I took a screenshot for this very moment. I saw Dawkins get taken in the medical tent, Shakir was in concussion protocol, Bernard was out. Like every time I watch a Bills game, at least three important guys get hurt, and that's not normal the last time I checked.
And last night it's even more.
Yeah, there were Hairston left, Brown. Spencer Brown, Allen. I mean, I don't know if Allen went to the medical tent ever, but I mean, he got smashed up pretty good earlier in the game. Never missed a play, but still. It was a rough night in that way for sure.
Is that the thing then, though? Like, I mean, injuries can undo any team season, I suppose. Quarterback is not hurt, although he's taking a beating. So it's always in the context of the rest of the conference. I mean, like you've said many times, there are what team is impervious to this kind of scrutiny? You know, what team looks like they're above the rest? I don't know if anybody does in either conference.
I would say it this way. If you're looking for a shred of optimism, and I'm sure people listening, driving around right now are, I would much rather be 7-4 than 5-5 where Kansas City's at. That's for sure. Because you're a playoff team. You're going to make the playoffs. I mean, I'd be stunned if Buffalo didn't make the playoffs. And it really just feels like with the way that this AFC is staggered right now, Denver, New England, Indy, 1, 2, 3. I don't trust any of those teams in the playoffs because I just haven't seen it with these quarterbacks. I've never seen Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, and now you got Drake May in year two. I've never seen playoff runs there. So I feel like the AFC is so wide open, you just need to get in, and Buffalo has better chances to get in than Kansas City right now. I also, let's put it this way. In my newsletter this week, I talked to John Murray, one of my best friends. He does the book at the Westgate in Vegas. And I said, give me the top 10 teams per your office, per your team. And here's the list in order. I'll go quick, 1 through 10. Rams, Eagles, Bills. Bills still third in the eyes of a Vegas sports book. So Rams, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, 4, 5, 6. Seahawks, Colts, Packers, Pats. They still respect your team so much, they have to be healthy enough to win a playoff game. And maybe both things are true. Maybe they're very talented. Maybe they play to a high power rating, but maybe they're just not healthy enough to win the whole thing. I don't know. But at the same time, like, who's the best team in the league? I don't have an answer right now. I have none.
You didn't say Denver, right? They're not on that list?
Denver is not in their top 10, which I countered with too. And he said, oh, no, they're going to get blown out in the playoffs, is what he said.
So
they did last year.
They did. Here. That's right. I hope you appreciate this or enjoy it. I haven't told Bulldog this, I think. Today's payday around here, and I decided to put some units on the Indianapolis Colts disaster scenario, which is basically they lose out. Their schedule, Houston twice, Jacksonville twice, good to great defenses. This is not in order. Kansas City at Seattle. And there's one more that's hard. And, like, I don't know. Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones, and he has a calf thing, and they're starting this thing in Arrowhead. I just threw money at Houston futures, Jacksonville, both to win the division, Indy to miss. Right. Indy to miss is like 750.
For you to back Jacksonville, you must really hate the Colts. Or the odds are really favorable. That's what it is.
I don't hate the Colts, but I don't really like the Colts. And, you know, this could all go up in smoke Sunday, Sam. Like if they go to Arrowhead and win, that's all dead. Probably.
That's a wrap, yeah.
That's a wrap. Right.
So I hadn't thought about this, but I pulled up the Colts prop shot page, which I use every day. You go to ftnbets.com. It's a free site, and you can type in a team or a player, and it gives you all the options to bet. I use it every day on our show. The thing that stands out to me is their win total, 11.5, and I can go under at plus money.
Right.
That's pretty nice. I mean, 3-3, they're going to – well, no, damn it. They play 17 now. Damn it. 3-4. I'm sorry. I'm never going to.
I know.
12-4 used to be a great season. Now it's like, 13-4. It sounds so weird to say it out loud.
You're old enough to respect that, at least.
Oh, man. There was a guy I worked with at Nesson when they changed the schedule, and he said, the Pats are going to go 4-12. And I was like, they play 17. And he looks at me and goes, 4-12, like I said. You know, he wasn't going to admit that there was a 17th game.
Like
now,
a man. Funny. Like a man, 4-12.
Yeah. When I was a young man, they played 16 games. So with that thought process, under 11.5, they got to go 3-4, which is very possible. I get plus 150 under 11.5, too.
Yep.
Missed the playoffs, 9-1. I don't know that I'm there, but, man, you would be rewarded handsomely if it came true.
I got that. There's competition, you know. What do you make of the Texans after that game?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, they'll get Stroud back, which maybe, in theory, that should be good. Defense, like, they were a terror. I don't know. They're home, and the Bills are not perfectly in form, but I liked Houston. What do you, we both had Houston in the under, by the way, last night. And you did, too. All three of us did. So that's good. What do you like coming up here? Let's start with tomorrow. Sam, you're famous for your top college plays.
Or even tonight. There's college football tonight.
I didn't do anything tonight, and I did. I'll put my hand up. I took one on the chin with Texas. I felt good about it. It was 14-10, and then Georgia scored a touchdown, delivered an onside kick, and then scored another touchdown. And I'm like, all right, that one's over. You just turn it off. You kind of know at the time. I think Oregon's going to roll USC tomorrow. This number is 10 at a couple places, but guys, I think we're going to look up tomorrow, and this will be 11 at a couple books. Sharp guys have been laying it basically all week. This number was 8 last Sunday when they opened them up at DraftKings FanDuel, and then by the time Vegas opened, they were 9, and now we're 10.5. USC can't stop the run. So if Oregon can use its very physical offensive line and create gaps and holes, Oregon's going to run for 250 yards. And as long as they protect the ball, odds are good they're going to win and win handsomely. And, you know, USC's got a decent offense, but Oregon's got those physical corners that can kind of press Lemon and the other stud receiver they got. I like Oregon. I think they're going to win. I make the game about 38-20. So that's, I mean, laying 10.5, I think is a decent bet. And the total's 59, so I'm right on the number total-wise. But I'm 38-20 Oregon tomorrow.
Interesting. Sunday?
Anything? Yeah, Sunday.
I know the Bears are going to lose. You know it. Mike knows it. Zach Jones, producing the show, knows it. Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Miss me with the, oh, he's questionable. I covered that guy. There's no place he'd rather go and play and win than Chicago. He's 24-5 all time against the Bears. And you notice that fractured wrist, it doesn't need surgery. So if he can be out there, if they could shoot him up with whatever, and we know Aaron Rodgers likes to do things in the offseason, like he's open to some things. He's gonna be out there, man. He's gonna be in the ayahuasca tent on Saturday. If you think he's not playing, I got oceanfront property in Indianapolis to sell you.
All right, noted.
Some experimental pain killing methods is what you're predicting for Aaron Rodgers. All right,
Sam, get it done tomorrow. You'll feel great, and then have a great time in Chicago.
All right, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving. I don't know when I'll talk to you next, but enjoy the families, enjoy the friends, and enjoy the booze.
Good luck with the leaf blower.
Thank you.
/ mulcher.
Sam Paniatovich, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Bet Sweats, which is running for about another month on the BetMGM network, weekday mornings 9 to noon. And you can hear Sam on Sunday mornings, too. I think he's working this Sunday. But the show, both those guys, Joe and Sam, are off all week next week. Okay, timeout. We'll finish things up for now on the Bills' loss. Then it'll be Sabres pregame.
Picks.
We'll actually do picks next.
Picks.
We got to rush through picks.
We got to run through picks.
Okay, let me make some picks and then I'll be ready. Right? That's how it works. Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog, Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.